64. It is our wish to remember the abode of supreme blissfulness, Tehran, the holy and shining city, the city wherein the fragrance of the well-beloved hath been shed, wherein his signs have been diffused, wherein the evidences of his glory have been revealed, wherein his standards have been raised, wherein his tabernacle hath been pitched, wherein each of his wise decrees hath been unfolded. It is the city in which the sweet savours of reunion have breathed, which have caused the sincere lovers of God to draw nigh unto him and to gain access to the habitation of holiness and beauty. Happy is the wayfarer that directeth his steps towards this city, that gaineth admittance into it, and quaffeth the wine of reunion through the outpouring grace of his Lord, the gracious, the all-praised. I am come to thee, O land of the heart's desire, with tidings from God, and announce to thee his gracious favour and mercy, and greet and magnify thee in his name. He in truth is of immense bounteousness and goodness. Blessed be the man that turneth his face towards thee, that perceiveth from thee the fragrance of God's presence, the Lord of all worlds. His glory be on thee, and the brightness of his light envelop thee, inasmuch as God hath made thee a paradise unto his servants, and proclaimed thee to be the blessed and sacred land of which he himself hath made mention in the books which his prophets and messengers have revealed. Through thee, O land of resplendent glory, the ensign, "There is none other God but him," hath been unfurled, and the standard, "Verily I am the truth, the knower of things unseen," been hoisted. It behooveth every one that visiteth thee to glory in thee and in them that inhabit thee, that have branched from my tree, who are the leaves thereof, who are the signs of my glory, who follow me and are my lovers, and who with the most mighty determination have turned their faces in the direction of my glorious station.